4th of July is this Saturday. America's celebrating its 250th birthday. We had the flaccid 250 that we started out the week with.
Oh, that's right.
Now we've got the real thing happening this weekend. And joining us in studio now, someone who's been around for all 250 years of our great nation's history, it's Uncle Sam. Good morning, sir.
Thank you for having me. America is celebrating her 250th birthday this Saturday, a day we celebrate with fireworks, hot dogs, baseball, threesomes, gators, poppers, grannies, and rotten radio.
Amen.
This is a great nation. The greatest nation to ever exist on this earth. A nation founded on always guiding principles. All men are created equal. We have unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thomas Jefferson.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And the greatest thing of all, a nation built on freedom. Freedom's guaranteed by our Bill of Rights. Freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly. The ability of speak whatever dialect or whatever skin color a brother pleases. Abraham Lincoln, notorious code switcher.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You didn't know that about it.
No,
huh?
I did not, actually.
Yeah. Love the code switch. A nation defined by our diverse people.
You don't want to be free, brother?
A nation of human beings. Corbett Davidson.
Indeed.
About 20 times an hour. It's his bingo. He says it. As is his right as American.
It's unbelievable.
A nation that strives to be better moving forward. An imperfect nation. I've been around for it all. I've seen everything this nation has had to endure. We had a revolution. Declaring our independence. We beat those commie British not once, but twice.
Damn right.
We had a civil war. We sorted out that slavery thing.
Yeah.
We survived dust bowls, depressions. We survived giving women the right to vote.
Survived it.
That was called progress, Uncle Sam.
We defeated the hippies, and we defeated the Nazis. If we're talking about the 1940s only.
Okay, yeah.
We've been knocked down, but we still have gotten up. We beat disco. We beat Fauci. Facebook. We're on the verge of eliminating the scourge known as boomers. Looking back at this nation I love, it's shown character, grit, determination, spunk, courage, perseverance. Gentlemen, I could confidently say, sitting here now looking back, maybe it's time to call it quits.
Oh, no.
Call it quits? What are you talking about?
Uncle Sam, don't do that.
I could confidently say, America's best days, they're probably behind us.
Daddy, I think you actually booked Bruce Springsteen instead of Uncle Sam, just to be clear, so we might be getting messed with right now, but you did give a nice speech, whoever you
are. He's a lot more goggly than I am. Yeah.
Talking to Uncle Sam here.
Fighting the Joker later?
Maybe.
Celebrating America 250 here, so what is change your mind? Why are you turning sour on this thing?
250 is such a round number. Good, nice round number.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't want to keep doing this anymore. I mean, Uncle Sam is tired. I mean, for instance, we've had exceptional Americans come and go. People you might look up to, set your watch to. Americans like Paul Revere, George Washington, Harriet the Spy Tubman, Mr. Rogers,
different people.
Susan B. Anthony. Could have done without him, being honest.
I don't think he likes women.
No, I'm getting that impression.
Teddy Roosevelt. That's an American right there.
Yeah.
Bill Finger, Bob Kane, to give me this voice. Dolly Parton, with those huge puppies of hers.
Indeed.
LeBron James.
Oh, now you speak on language.
Whoever invented the corn dog. Levi Strauss. Oprah, but only when she was big.
That is my preferred version as well, sir.
Dr. Pepper. Shakira. That Tisha woman who can now see.
I don't know if Shakira counts in the USA, but...
And Americans like Dan Campbell. The greatest Americans this nation has ever seen. I am not seeing that in this room right now.
Why? What's wrong with the two of us?
I mean, look at yourselves. One of you during the last break was using a litter box as a means to relieve yourself.
All right, you didn't need to bring that to the air.
I ask what you're doing. Stand wide-legged like an American. And you cowered in the corner, cried in shame. The other one of you is an abomination. I cannot begin to describe you.
Kind of wish I had claimed the cat thing now.
Yeah.
You should convert to Japanese and then chop your head off.
God, get converted.
How do I convert?
How do you convert to being Japanese?
You two are the worst this country has to offer.
I don't think
we should continue on. Maybe we start anew. A new United States. Ooh. One liberated from the 640 replay.
Liberated.
It's the third segment of the show is replaying audio. And you have a podcast, too, because you don't have enough time?
Yeah, we...
I digress.
We just kind of let it go because we look up to those guys,
well,
but I guess...
We should replay this at 640 Monday.
That would be...
ironic.
Quite ironic. It's been a good run, boys. I don't think we should continue this experiment in America. Enjoy your 4th of July. It's probably our last.
It's probably our last.
Also, I'm Batman.
Take a bite out of crime.
Let's take a bite out of crime, America.
All right, Uncle Sam, thank you for that. What was it? First, a motivational and really uplifting monologue. And then he just punted and
told us he loved Fat Oprah.
Yeah, and said this will probably be the last one.
I kind of hope we were getting catfish because I'll feel less bad about wanting to kick Uncle Sam's ass.
Yeah.
And well, I don't think you should chop your head off, Monty.
Bosnia tried yesterday. They failed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, well, thank you, Uncle Sam. Big weekend for you. It's 8:49.
You're on the ticket.
Coming up next, we talk to the invasion.